Listening Test 7. Listen to two people talking about their favourite recipes.
What's your favourite recipe?
Difficult question. I've got a recipe for a lamb stew that I love cooking for other people. You cook the meat really slowly in a casserole with lots of fresh vegetables like carrots, onions, tomatoes and mushrooms. Because it cooks for a long time, about 6 hours, the meat is really tender. It just melts in your mouth. I usually serve it with rice, but it's also nice with fresh bread.
That sounds delicious. I love cooking with lots of vegetables. I make a really nice vegetable soup, which is very quick and simple. You chop all the vegetables in a food processor. You can use whatever vegetables are in season, but I usually just use whatever's in my fridge. Onions, carrots, leeks, potatoes. I cook them in the liquid for about an hour. Then I use the food processor again to liquidise it, to give a really smooth soup.
Do you add meat?
I sometimes add a bit of chicken. That gives a nice meaty flavour to the soup. Then you just serve it with a ladle into warm bowls and serve with warm bread.
That sounds great for a cold winter's day.
Do you like cooking with spices?
Yes, in fact, I've just bought a pestle and mortar so I can grind my own spices. It's okay buying spices that are already ground, but when you grind them yourself, you get a much stronger flavour in the food. I've got a recipe for a really nice chicken stir-fry, which I cook in the wok. I often cook it during the week because it's a nice quick recipe for when you haven't got much time. It's got chicken and mushrooms, and it's flavoured with cinnamon and other spices. It only takes a few minutes.
Sounds lovely. I haven't got a wok, but I want to buy one.
They're great. And cooking food quickly is very healthy because you don't destroy all the vitamins in the food.
Yes, that's right. Usually when I want a quick meal just for myself, I cook pasta. I've got a recipe for a lovely creamy mushroom sauce to go with pasta. You just cook the mushrooms in a little oil, and as they're cooking, you crush some garlic with a garlic press and add that, and salt and pepper, of course. I do the pasta while that's cooking. I buy fresh pasta, so it only needs to cook for 2 or 3 minutes. Then just before serving, you add some cream to the sauce. You strain the pasta in a colander and put it on your plate. Pour the sauce over and sprinkle with some chopped parsley and a little grated cheese.
That sounds good. What about desserts? Do you often make desserts?
Not really, only when I've got guests. I often do just a simple fruit salad with pomegranates and tangerines, or an apple cake.
That sounds delicious. And all this talk of food is making me hungry.